For the love of God, will you stop that, Kathy?
What else would you have me do? Will you tell me that, Patrick O'Sullivan? Has your heart turned to stone?
It's been 10 hours or more, my love. And this storm,
But how did she get lost, Pat? How did we let our little Molly out of our sight? How could the whole village not find her?
I don't know. I don't know, my love. I don't know.
Oh, Molly. You look so peaceful. Asleep and peaceful. No idea of the tangled web being woven around your life. Good. Everything is just as it should be. And you won't know for many years, young lady. You're only 2 years old now. 2 years today. And to think already you're on such a momentous path through time, and you will perform such a great deed for a truly great cause. You, my girl, will free the universe from tyranny.
Please, God. Please, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Molly.
You found her. Where?
Oh, stay your tears now. She does but sleep.
But sleep? You mean...
She's alive, woman. She's alive. You can let your heart rejoice now. Oh. Your little girl's a tough one. She found herself some shelter down by the mill. Well, come on with you. All she needs now is the embrace of a mother and father. Who thought she was lost to them.
Oh, give her here, sir. Give her here.
Oh, Molly. Oh, my Molly. Will nothing wake her?
Oh, she'll wake in her own good time. You mark my words. Don't you worry yourselves now.
Oh, yes. She's warm. Yeah, warm all through. I can feel her little heart thumping good and strong.
Sir, thank you, sir. Forgive me, come in, sir. We don't have much,
oh,
but...
Oh, now, don't trouble yourself. I was just passing through and I heard the bad news.
You're not from the village, then? Well, I thought I didn't recognise you.
Oh, I was just passing through. On my way to Dublin.
Well, thank the Lord you found our poor Molly.
No trouble at all. Sure, it was my privilege to help. My privilege. Molly. That's a lovely name to the ear.
About 2 years old, I'd guess.
It's a second birthday this very day.
Ah! O'Sullivan's the name, sir. Patrick. And this is my wife, Catherine.
Well, I'm so pleased to meet you both. So, little Molly O'Sullivan, is it?
That's right. And you are?
Oh. Cotrus.
Cotrus? Now, there's a name we shall never forget, sir.
I dare say, Patrick. I dare say.
What book?
Your operation of the TARDIS. I thought it might just have been possible that you'd manage that takeoff by accident. That, at a billion to one chance, you'd hit on some useful codes and coordinates. But no.
No?
No. The flight log shows perfect operation of the dematerialization controls. Almost as if you'd had the manual in front of you.
Well, I didn't.
I know you didn't. But you enacted about 10 safety protocols that I stopped bothering about centuries ago.
To be honest, I'm not really following what you're talking about now.
You flew the TARDIS, like an expert.
I'm not an expert.
I know.
So where are we going now? Where am I expertly taking us?
I don't know. I cancelled your coordinates.
Why?
Because I didn't want to end up anywhere else swarming with Daleks.
Are you cross with me about something? You seem a bit cross. Look, I promise not to touch your precious controls again if that's what's worrying you.
But you just touched one again.
What? I never did.
And look at your hands.
What about them? They could do with a darn good wash, that's for sure.
They're never far from the console. Always dancing along the edge, always impatient to tinker.
Are they?
And how could the Daleks have possibly known we would go to Baker Street? Or Halalka? How could they possibly have known?
That big flying dinner plate thing at the beach, that had Daleks in it.
Yes, it did. And I'm pretty certain it was Dalek technology that was controlling that poor sea creature. The Daleks know our every move.
You think I'm telling them? You do, don't you?
Well, it's only started happening since you've been here.
But how? I'm not a traitor. Oh, for goodness sake, Doctor, why would I want those horrible things to take me prisoner?
Well, that's a fair point.
Well, I'm glad to hear you think that.
But I think it's time to get to the bottom of exactly why you found the TARDIS so familiar when you first entered it.
I told you, I don't know.
I know.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Just come a bit closer.
Why? No, what? What are you up to?
I just want you to think about the TARDIS. Think about your memory of it.
Well, I... What are you doing? Are you trying to put the fluence on me?
I think if we're going to find out what your part in all this is, we have to unlock that memory in your mind.
Unlock?
Unlock it. And find out where and when it comes from.
You think I've been bewitched or something?
Or something.
And these Daleks, they can do that sort of thing.
They controlled that harmless dolphin and made it attack us, didn't they?
You mean... I've got a bit of metal in my head.
No, I don't think it's as simple as that. I don't think they're actually controlling you, but... I don't know. Will you help me find out, Molly?
And let you put the fluence on me?
Just some mild, harmless hypnotism.
I don't know. Is this all part of saving me?
Yes, it is. Will you trust me?
I will.
Chamber. Thank you. Dalek Time Controller.
Welcome, Cottris.
I was told that the construction of the relativity map has been completed.
It has. Activate.
Has it been tested?
It is fully operational, built to your design.
How appropriate that we should use Time Lord technology to destroy the Time Lords.
Your own people.
Not anymore. Thanks to you.
You're looking at the blue bars in the central column.
I am.
You feel okay?
Aye.
Good. Now...
Am I hypnotized then?
No. Just concentrate on the blue light. Forget everything else. Everything except my voice.
Just the blue light.
Good. Now, when you think of the TARDIS, what do you remember?
I don't.
It's okay. Don't try too hard. Just relax a bit.
Okay. There was a storm.
A storm?
I'm lost. I don't know where my mammy and daddy are. It's my birthday.
How old are you?
2. I was laughing. They were singing and dancing. But now, there's the storm. Mammy? Daddy?
In my TARDIS?
No, somewhere like it, though. There was a man. A man carried me in here.
Who was this man?
I don't know.
I want to track a path through the vortex.
Proceed. You are looking for Straxus?
Yes. He is... central to this.
We know.
Here is his meeting with the Lord President of Gallifrey. And here, he entered the Doctor's TARDIS.
When did he discover your involvement?
It doesn't matter. The temporal drone has already been programmed. Straxus is beginning to realize that there is nothing he can do to stop us.
Your planning has been meticulous.
I've had a lifetime. Everything has been planned, down to the finest detail. The patterns are locked.
Silence!
What is happening?
I'm trying to concentrate. Refocus the relativity map on the Doctor. Vortex. It's changed.
That is not possible!
No, it isn't. And yet...
Have you finished?
What happened? What did you do?
It's not what I did, Molly. It's what you did. You piloted the TARDIS under hypnosis.
I did? I did. Where to?
Well, if I'm right, to your own second birthday.
Why?
To finally start getting some answers. Let's have a look on the scanner.
It's a storm. I remember.
Oh, you would. This is Ireland, 1893. And just to be on the safe side, let's make the TARDIS invisible. There. Safe from prying eyes.
That's me! Look! There! Lost in the storm! That sounds like your tardy box.
It's not mine. I wonder whose it is. There!
But that's just a horse and coach.
Which appeared out of nowhere. Not all TARDISes look like London police boxes, you know.
I never saw a box like this in London.
That's because they're from your future.
Oh. The door's opening.
Oh, who's that?
One of your lot, one of your Time Lords.
No, trust me, I'd know if he were. Do you recognize him?
Not really.
Little girl, are you lost now? Will I take you home to your mammy and daddy?
He took me inside that thing. He took me away. Where to?
What's he doing with a TARDIS if he's not a Time Lord? And he's back.
He's carrying me. Am I asleep, do you think?
I doubt it.
I remember now. My mammy and daddy used to tell me. I got lost in the storm and a man carried me home. And I was sound asleep. Didn't wake up for 2 days.
You just remembered that?
I have. Doctor, what's been going on with my head?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Where is
Molly?
Where?
Where?
Stay your tears now. She does want sleep.
You said you were unobserved.
I was unobserved. I always knew the Doctor would be a challenging element of our strategy. However, I do have a contingency plan. Never fear.
What is your plan?
Never you mind.
The Doctor must not be allowed to stand in our way!
He won't! He won't! Don't worry.
What are you doing?
Giving his space-time coordinates to a third party. But they'll be expecting my call.
So where do we go now?
We go to Gallifrey. The Time Lords sent me on this mission. They are the ones who can help us understand what's going on.
What makes you think you'll get there this time?
If at first you don't succeed...
Well, you know best.
What are you up to, old girl?
That's not right, is it? I mean to say, I've not heard that before. And it's getting a bit loud. Can you not do anything about it?
I'm not sure. It's like we've been time-clamped.
Do you have a fancy name for everything?
Believe me, there's nothing fancy about time-clamping.
What now?
Everything's shut down. Nothing is responding. I hate it when this happens.
Oh, maybe you should be getting out that manual you were talking about.
I don't think that's going to help.
Pity you can't just take me back to the war.
What? You're not serious.
Why not? It's where I belong.
Nobody belongs in a war, Molly.
I went there of my own free will, you know. It was Kitty's idea. She and all the other fine ladies. They wanted to do their bit.
Did you? Molly?
I was lucky with Kitty. Proper lucky.
Lucky? She took you to one of the worst wars in human history.
No, I mean to say, she was my mistress, of course. Very well-to-do family, but she wasn't like any of the other young ladies I've been chambermaid to. Some of them were little monsters, you know? Pulled your hair and pinched your arms and told you if you screamed or cried they'd have you thrown out in the street for thieving. I think some of those aristocratic types are not right in the head. Comes of always getting their own way. But Kitty...
No pinching.
No pinching. She... We were like friends, you know? I mean, not proper friends, but... She used to say we were sisters. Daft as a brush she was. Daft! And kind. She never had a sister, you see. All she wanted in the world was a sister. And they gave her me. And she was, well, kind. And we laughed, you know, laughed. And I wanted to come with her. I wanted to look after her. Fine job I did of that. No. You should take me back there, Doctor. I was meant to stay there. I knew that. And when Kitty got sick, I knew I was going to die over there.
Molly, listen. You may think you knew that. But that was simply an idea that got stuck in your head. Because of the war. Because daring to hope that you might get through it all when so many around you are dying sometimes just feels too painful. But that pain, you know that pain?
I do.
That pain is hope, Molly. And it hurts. Because you don't dare to feel it in case it gets crushed. But if you can cling on to it, it can get you through the worst of times.
So? What about you?
Me?
All that stuff with the Daleks after they killed that lady, Sally. Strikes me you were thinking about giving up on everything.
I...
What's the matter? Doctor, can you hear me?
Lucy!
That Lucy again. What happened with that poor girl, huh? Doctor! Doctor! What's the matter? How can I help you?
Where are we?
Sorry, I didn't know what was best. I thought we were still in Ireland, so I opened the door. Thought I could, I don't know, maybe find you some help.
Help? In your own past? Do you know how potentially damaging that could... Wait a minute, you opened the door?
Sorry, I know you don't like it when I feel...
No, it's not that. All the systems were shut down. The door shouldn't have worked.
Well, it did.
So I see, but we're not in Ireland.
No, I suppose not. Though it's not all that different. Nice and green. Trees are a bit, orange, though. And the birds. Well, they're definitely not from home.
No, they're not, are they? I'd better get back into the TARDIS, do some atmosphere checks. Although we seem to be able to breathe, luckily. You locked the door?
I never did.
Strange. Lucky I always carry my key. Come on! It's jammed. The key won't even enter the lock. And jammed solid.
How come? I don't even remember shutting it behind us when I carried you out.
You carried me?
Well, more like dragged.
Thank you. Oh, no.
What's that noise?
Look up there.
Oh, Lord, flying Daleks again!
They've spotted us. Come on, come on. It's no good. We've got to run. Molly, run!
You were instructed to deal with this matter without further report, Straxus.
I know, Lord President, but you see...
I find this whole business beyond distasteful.
I understand that, Lord President. But I'm afraid it's necessary to seek your authority again.
My authority was never officially given.
And this conversation is, of course, not happening. However...
Is Cotrus behaving as you predicted?
Yes, but...
Is his temporal drone monitoring your life signs?
I'm happy to say it
is, Then there is nothing more to be said.
The doctor is...
Oh, the doctor. I might have guessed. Nothing ever goes to plan when the doctor is involved. What has he done? He hasn't arrived on Gallifrey, has he?
No. We've successfully prevented that, I'm glad to say.
Thank goodness. What then?
He's... disappeared.
Disappeared? How?
If we knew that, we'd be able to find him.
What do you need from me?
It seems that his TARDIS may have been time-clamped.
Time? But only the Time Lords can...
Precisely.
I see. Well...
I need your permission to take a TARDIS to locate him from his vortex spore. Lord President, may I remind you that the endgame approaches?
Very well. You will use every means at your disposal to locate the Doctor and to make sure that...
That he arrives on cue.
Indeed. Now, please, disappear, Straxus.
It will be my pleasure.
This way. We never go now. Run them.
We have to. Quick, in here.
A cave. But what if it's a dead end? It is a dead end.
Shh. Keep quiet.
Sounds like we've lost him.
Yeah, perhaps.
I suppose you think this is my fault, too.
What, exactly?
Those Daleks out there. You think it's me taking us to places where the Daleks are.
Molly, all I know is... The Time Lords told me someone was using you to destroy the universe. That someone has turned out to be the Daleks. And everywhere we go, the Daleks are waiting for us. That can't be just coincidence.
Can't it? It feels like a coincidence to me. A rotten one, too.
And what happened to you inside that horse and coach TARDIS?
I don't know. I don't remember.
But you suddenly remembered that you went missing in a storm on your second birthday.
Look, I told you, just take me back to the war and leave me there if you think I'm such a bad lot.
Molly, I don't know what you are. All I know is the Daleks always seem to find you.
Come out!
Do you think they've been listening?
We can hear you! Come out!
And this cave really does look like a proper dead end.
So you said.
Come out, please.
Please?
Sorry if we frightened you.
This is a bit unexpected.
We cannot fit through the opening of the cave. You will have to come out, please.
I think we'd rather stay in here. What do you say to that?
You may get cold in there.
What?
And hungry. Would you like us to bring you some sustenance?
I don't trust them. It's a trick.
Why do you want us to come out of the cave? Why can't you just leave us in here?
We wish to welcome you, Doctor, and Molly.
Well, since you're feeling so chatty, perhaps you'd like to tell me why you're so interested in Molly.
We wish to welcome you both.
Well, yes, that sounds perfectly natural for a Dalek. And while you're busy welcoming us, maybe you'd like to explain just how psychotic you've finally become.
What do you mean?
Well, I'd heard you'd given up all the conquering and enslaving. And now all you want to do is destroy the universe, somehow using poor Molly here.
Are you maybe being a bit antagonistic, Doctor?
We have seen the error of our ways.
And you expect me to believe that?
The Daleks have seen the error of their ways.
Oh, God, not that again.
Not what?
You can't hear it, can you?
Hear what?
You didn't hear it before, did you?
Doctor? Doctor, what is it? Doctor, what's happening to you?
Have we located him yet?
No, sir. The vortex spore of his TARDIS seems to fragment.
What's causing the fragmentation?
We're not quite...
Actually, I don't know why I'm bothering to ask you. I know exactly who's responsible. Just pick a trajectory and follow it.
Well, what if that doesn't...
Then pick another one. We have all the time in the universe. Hopefully.
Where?
We're flying! I know!
Right, but...
Do not be afraid, Doctor!
This is a Dalek Transolar Disc!
You've been in one before!
What happened? Were we captured? How did they get into the cave? That sound, I...
You collapsed. The Daleks offered to help.
Help?
Correct. We can help you in our city. Prepare for descent.
Will you look at that?
The Dalek city. Metallic, brutalist architecture at its most brutal.
Aye, but look. That bit's different.
We are rebuilding our city.
What's that on top of the metal bits?
I don't believe it.
What is it?
Flowers.
Oh, aye. Beautiful they are.
A Dalek city garlanded with flowers? This is bonkers.
Thank you kindly.
There's grass growing here. Children playing, flowers on the buildings. Molly, keep on your guard. This just isn't right.
Look at that. What's that?
We have begun rebuilding. That is our health and welfare structure.
Health and welfare? Why would...
What's it made of?
It looks ceramic, delicate.
Correct. This way, if you please.
If I please, what are you up to?
You collapsed. We fear for your health.
This just isn't going to wash. You know, let's just cut to the chase. Tell me what you're up to and never mind all your flowers and playgrounds and beautiful ceramic towers.
It is beautiful, you're right.
Which is why it couldn't have been built by Daleks. Daleks laughing. What is going on here?
This way, please.
Well, Doctor, what'll we do?
Don't trust them. Don't trust them an inch.
But I'm thinking, maybe there are bad Daleks and good Daleks.
Trust me, there are only bad Daleks. I don't know what's going on here or who these poor children are, but I intend to find out.
I will leave you now. Be well, Doctor.
Well,
maybe you shouldn't be so suspicious.
Molly, you've seen what they can do.
Aye, and I've seen what the Germans can do too.
What?
And you know what I got to thinking as I was trying to help to patch our poor boys up? Well, do you?
Enlighten me.
That somewhere behind the German lines there were German girls, just like me, looking at the terrible things our boys had done to their boys. Was I right? Hey? Was I right? You know all about the history of everything, don't you, hey? I bet you've travelled all over time in that tardy box of yours. I bet you know it all.
Nobody knows it all.
But I bet you know this, that all God's creatures can do evil deeds, all of them. And with a bit of luck, most of them can do good as well. Why can't you believe that there's a time when your Daleks can do good?
They are not my Daleks.
It's just my way of talking.
Sorry.
But it's true, though. They are your Daleks, aren't they? You think we keep meeting them because of me? But I'm betting you've crossed paths with them a fair few times. Am I right? I am, aren't I? What is it? Do they follow you wherever you go? Or do you follow them?
No. You don't understand.
And you always fight, don't you? You always fight them. Aye, I can see it in your eyes, the Doctor.
I only fight them to stop them destroying, exterminating.
And are you not sick of it? Sick of all the fighting? Aye, you are. I've seen that look on wounded men's faces. You have that look about you. A wounded man, sick of war. And maybe, just maybe, one day a Dalek begins to feel that way too.
That is impossible.
Is it? Oh, you know it all, do you? You said you went to the end of time to look back, to look for hope. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Then maybe this is the hope. This time. Here. Now. Daleks who got sick of war. Sick of it. The way you are.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
And who might you be? A walking squid?
I am Thelos. Welcome, Molly. Welcome, Doctor.
Hello, dear.
You work for the Daleks?
I work for all life.
Who did you betray?
Betray?
Sorry about the Doctor here. He doesn't practice what he preaches.
And what does he preach?
Hope. And why would you be thinking this little fella here has betrayed someone?
Because that's the only way someone stays alive during a Dalek occupation.
Occupation? Doctor, my only concern is with your welfare.
What about the welfare of your own people? When the Daleks invaded your world?
Let me see. You hear the sound, the high-pitched sound, and you have the pain in your head.
He does. He hears something, then he cries out.
I can speak for myself.
Oh, will you not take a helping hand from anyone?
What is the matter, Doctor?
It's happening again. It's happening again, isn't it? So you've got to let the little fella take a look at you, Doctor.
Lucy!
Oh, it's happening again, all right. Doctor! Doctor!
Another false trail, sir.
Then begin again. How many more spores to follow?
We have covered nearly 10,000, but there is still close to an infinite number left.
Oh.
Shall I continue to...
No. Let me choose this time. Let me anticipate what that devious mind has done. After all, I'm fully qualified, wouldn't you say?
Tell me true, Thelis. It's been days now. Is he getting any better? Or is he too far gone?
Your friend, the Doctor, is an interesting case.
He's not really my friend. Not that I don't like him. I do, I think. Oh, yeah, I suppose I do. Sort of. But, well, we just got thrown together.
Why?
He said he was sent to rescue me. What? What is it?
We may have to face the fact that he invented that scenario.
You mean, there was no mission for these Time Lords?
Has he been able to contact them?
Well, no. No, he hasn't. In fact, every time he tries, something seems to go wrong with his tardy box. You don't... Hey, you don't think he's the one making it go wrong? That he sort of made the whole thing up?
It is a possibility. I have seen cases like this before.
Will he ever get better, do you think?
We must always have hope.
You sound like him. The way he was when he was worried about me.
Then that is the part of him we must restore. Forgive me, Molly. I have other patients to see. I will leave you now. But perhaps you will visit the doctor tomorrow? It may help him.
You think? Sometimes I don't think he likes me much.
If you tell him the truth of what you have learned here, the truth of this city and the Daleks...
Why would he listen to me?
Because you, Molly O'Sullivan, in his mind, you are the one he was sent to save. You are his hope. If anyone can save him, you can.
What do you want? Well, what are you trying to do to me? Have you drugged me? Are you watching over me to see how your drugs work on me? Molly, where's Molly? What have you done with her? Molly!
Doctor! Oh, no! Calm yourself down.
Calm down? Molly, get back! Remember, these things are dangerous!
Doctor, have you not noticed? This Dalek isn't moving.
You're right. Why is it not moving?
I'll show you. Hello in there. Good morning.
Molly? Molly, is that you?
What?
Come out of there, will you? You nearly gave the doctor a heart attack.
I'm sorry if I startled you, Doctor.
What are you doing inside that thing, inside a Dalek? Is this some kind of a sick joke?
Please, I am sorry. I can never quite let go of the old shell.
The old shell?
None of us can.
None of who?
It is habit, really. I apologize.
What exactly is going on here?
Will we explain it all to him now, Thieves?
Please do.
You've been unconscious, on and off, for well over a week, so you have.
A week? I see.
You have been near to death. The signs are that you are getting better, but the final steps to full recovery, well, they can only be taken by you. Will you come with us? This way, please.
Children, there are children throughout this whole city.
Aye, grand, isn't it? The cheeky little beggars get themselves everywhere, so they do.
Where are you taking me?
Through here.
And this is what you wanted to show me? What is it, a swimming pool showroom?
Molly?
The Daleks have been explaining to me about...
Molly, please don't tell me you've been listening to anything the Daleks have to say. They have made deceit and coercion as much a part of their armory...
Doctor, please. Just try listening. Will you just do that for a moment? It's not what you think.
All right.
I'm told you know their home planet.
Skaro, yes.
This is it.
What? This is...
Skaro, yeah. Skaro, after 1,000 years of peace.
1,000? Peace? I don't believe you.
Why not? Answer me that. Why not?
The Daleks were created, designed, engineered for war. They know nothing else. They believe themselves to be superior to all other life forms.
Do they? How would you be knowing what they believe? How can you ever be knowing what someone else believes?
Whether they believe it or not, that is what they have always said. Maybe they fear their own inferiority. Maybe they fear anything that's different from them. Whatever their reasons, actions speak louder than words, Molly. They enslave, they destroy, they degrade wherever they go. I have witnessed it time and time again.
And what have you always done to them? Aren't you just the other side of the coin?
No, I am not. Don't you realize every time I find myself fighting, I hope against hope that they might change.
Do you?
Yes. I ask myself, why do they have to be the way that they are? But there's only so long that you can torture yourself with all that. At some point, there's no choice but to just get on with the business of stopping them. I don't relish it, but... what?
And what if they did change?
What's going on down there?
We are genetically retro-engineering ourselves.
We? You mean...
I am a Dalek. Part of the intermediate phase. We can now live happily enough outside our casings.
You are a Dalek?
The development you see down below. There.
They're children.
They are the next phase. A new generation. Part of a new process in which the Dalek mutation has been completely retro-engineered.
You mean they're Khaleds?
In a way, yes.
Why are you doing this?
Because one day, they started to see there was no point carrying on with all the fighting.
After the Great War, we realized the futility of our never-ending battle with all of creation. We decided it was time to give the universe some hope again.
Great War? Which Great War?
A war which threatened the entire universe, which wiped out your own people, Doctor, and nearly all of the Daleks.
No.
And then, that is when we began to rebuild. Rebuild for a better future.
I see.
Look at them. Are they not a better future?
I see.
Isn't this the hope you talked to me about? The hope that hurts because you don't dare to feel it, in case it gets crushed.
Haven't you always hoped that the Daleks would see past their need to conquer, their need to prove themselves superior and, well, just be content instead?
Yes.
Sir.
I know, Sandon, I know. You just concentrate on the dimensional stabilizer. I'll see if I can get us through this alive. Ah! There we are. Are the
the power levels stabilizing?
They're beginning to. What was that? What hit us?
Something clever. Something rather familiar. Which means we're getting close.
Close to where the doctor is?
Unless this is another wild herring chase. Yes.
It's a long way to go. It's a long way to carry to the sweetest.
That's a lovely voice you have there, the doctor. They're so beautiful, aren't they?
Hmm?
Those birds.
Yes, 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 they are.
Have you ever seen the like before?
I suppose I have, yes.
You bet you have too. I mean to say, if you've been travelling through all of time, all of creation, it can't be all wars and bad things, can it?
Right, that's true. Yes, you're right. I've seen such beautiful things in my time. Such wonders. I've breathed the sweet air of so many places. Been dwarfed by the sheer magnificence of views beyond compare. Or simply enjoyed the warmth of good company, a genuine welcome, or an unexpected kindness. To coin a phrase, there have been good times.
And is this one of them? The time when you discovered a real beauty and hope in the future of the dialects?
Perhaps.
I bet when you've been looking at all that beauty, having your good times, I bet at the back of your mind, a part of you is fretting.
About what?
The dialects. And all the other bad things you've had to fight. But now, that can all change, can't it?
It can.
Because now you know there's hope even for the baddest of the bad. That things can change for the better. You can be content.
Content?
Aye. What's the matter?
You want me to be content?
Well, it's not for me to say. But isn't that what you want?
And if I did, what would I do then? Stay here?
If you wanted.
No more travelling in the TARDIS. I'd have to change. Like the Daleks have.
Oi, would that be such a bad thing?
To change who I am? It's an interesting proposition, but what about the TARDIS?
The TARDIS?
Yes. The TARDIS. TARDIS. The TARDIS.
What about it?
What about it indeed?
Where are you going?
I've forgotten about the TARDIS.
Doctor! Doctor, come back!
How could I forget you, old girl? Now, let's see. Again, the key won't even go into the lock. It's like it's a smooth glass surface. There's something very wrong here.
Doctor, what's the matter with you?
Stop asking me that. There is nothing wrong with me.
But you seem a bit...
A bit restless? Malcontent? Suspicious of a leopard changing its spots?
What?
Well, that's just me. That is who and what I am. And I know who and what the Daleks are too. Maybe underneath it all I do hope, beyond hope, that they could be different, but that is the difference between me and the Daleks, because there is no underneath it all for them. They weren't made with an underneath it all. They were made by a madman to be what they are. They're like a stick of rock with exterminate written right the way through.
Doctor, I think you need to see Thelis.
I need to see Thelis about as much as I need a hole in the head. Wait a minute. Is that it? Has someone drilled a hole in my head?
What?
Certainly feels like it. Yes, drilled a hole in my head and tried to pour in a load of nonsense. Nonsense that's stopping me from getting back into the TARDIS! No, I'm ignoring that noise.
You can hear it again.
I hear it every time I dare to be myself. That's it. The TARDIS was time-clamped. Inoperative, and yet you opened it. Nonsense. Utter nonsense.
But...
Dalek mutants walking around and taking a nap in a Dalek shell. Nonsense.
But the Daleks...
Daleks giggling in a playground. Total and utter nonsense.
Doctor, you really need to...
A war with the Daleks wipes out the Time Lords. That is just about the most preposterous thing I've ever heard. None of it is true. The Daleks could no more evolve into less aggressive creatures than a lump of rock could evolve into a flower. And I'm not even here, am I? Are you?
Doctor, what's happening to you? Thelis warned me this might happen.
Did he now?
He said your mind was too strong, too complex, that the shock would be like an engine running off the tracks, smashing itself to pieces. Doctor, you've got to...
And you are part of it, Molly O'Sullivan, Dark Eyes! And this pain in my head... What is in my head? There were electrodes in my head. Electrodes? Who does that anymore? No wonder it hurt.
in a glass cell.
He has pulled himself free from the restraints. The link of his mind is lost.
And who might you be?
The female is still in place.
What? Molly? She's real. Who is she really, though? Where did you get her? When did this start? In no man's land? Am I asking too many questions?
Our contact was correct in his diagnosis. Subject suffers from a deep-seated persecution complex.
What contact? Can you hear me?
He believes himself to be constantly serving the world, the planet, the galaxy, the universe, all space and time. And this makes him unhappy.
You are making me pretty unhappy by ignoring me, actually.
It would perhaps be kinder to leap into his psychosis, but the fact that he involves others, indeed, that cannot be allowed.
Excuse me, who are you to judge?
Now zeroing in on coordinates.
At last. This is it.
We're receiving a transmission.
Put it on the scanner.
It could be the Doctor.
In this big universe of ours, there are those who never seem to be content.
How peculiar.
They think they are doing good, but in truth, it's their actions that cause the bad things to happen. They believe themselves to be crusaders, standard bearers for truth, justice, and freedom. But the fact is that when they decide to fight their good fight, those around them suffer from the collateral damage. Just one regular subscription to the Mezcorani's Foundation's Care for the Troubled initiative will help rehabilitate and care for one psychotic crusader for a whole standard year.
Utterly bizarre. Let's hope we're in time to prevent the Doctor's rehabilitation. Sandin, are you prepared to do your duty?
To save the Time Lords? I am.
Good man! Here we go, then.
Will you listen to me?!
We are listening to you, but you are a very disturbed individual. This course with you is not considered safe.
I will give you not safe. When I find the correct resonating frequency to shatter this plastic glass, or whatever it is, you are going to find yourself showered with thousands of nasty little sharp shards. And I imagine that's not going to sit well on your rather delicate, tender-looking, vein-streaked appendages! So tell me, what has been going on here?
You have been most unresponsive. We only sought to calm your damaging thought processes.
Well, damaging can be arranged.
We created a scenario from your own deepest thoughts. A scenario in which your most feared and hated enemies became peaceful, and your life was no longer dangerous.
Well, if the ideas came from my head, where did you get the notion of the Daleks retrogenetic engineering themselves?
Unfortunately, since your psychosis is so deep-seated, we will have no alternative but to perform mind-altering surgery.
Ah. In that case, I really don't want to get out of here just now. In fact, I don't want you to get in. What's that?
The synaptic link to the female is breaking down.
Doctor?
Who are you?
Huh? What do you mean?
Let me jog your memory.
What did you do? What are those?
Electrodes. Someone put them in your head.
Someone? Who? Oh, them?
Yes, them.
What are they?
I have no idea.
More monsters from another world, to be sure. They look a bit like... I don't know what they look a bit like. How many eyes?
Never mind them. What's your name?
What? You know my name. And it's not Dark Eyes. Not unless you want a punch on the nose.
Humor me. Tell me your name.
Molly O'Sullivan.
Where did we meet? What do you remember?
Have you gone mad, Doctor?
Tell me!
Okay. We met in the war at the train station.
What else?
Oh.
What else?
The train had to stop. There was a shell hole in the ground, but you said something peculiar about an energy weapon. I thought there was something odd about it at the time, but as it turned out...
All right. But what about the man with the horse and coach TARDIS? The man in 1893 in Ireland, on your second birthday. What about that? What happened in his TARDIS?
His TARDIS? I remember. I remember.
Asleep and peaceful.
I can hear.
What can you hear? Come on, Dark Eyes, tell me what those Dark Eyes saw. Tell me!
What do you hope to achieve by this?
Quiet. I know what I'm doing. She is now prepared. Activate the psionic link. Activate it!
Do as he says. I obey!
He's here.
Who's here?
The man. The man we saw back home.
The man with the TARDIS, where?
He's always been here, in my mind.
Do you know who he is, Molly? Molly, what is it? What is it? Tell me who he is.
I will be the death of you, Doctor. The death of all time lords.
And if that doesn't whet the Doctor's appetite, I don't know what will.
I do not understand. You have revealed our connection with the girl.
And now he cannot resist.
Resist?
Oh, come now, Dalek Time Controller. I thought you knew the Doctor. I thought you understood him. Don't you see? To save his precious girl from what he thinks are the clutches of evil, the Doctor will come straight to us.
Keep back! I warn you!
That sonic device is not a weapon. It would appear that both you and the female are in need of mind-altering surgery. Prepare the anesthetic.
What in the hell are those things wanting to do to us, Doctor?
Don't let them touch you, Molly. I think they want to cut our heads open.
What? What happened just now, by the way? What did I say? I know I said something.
Never mind that for now. We've got to find the TARDIS.
Wait a minute. That sounds like it.
No, something similar, though.
Our defenses have been compromised. An object appears to have broken through. It is materializing.
Doctor, it's all around us.
I know. So they finally decided to show their faces, have they?
This isn't your tardy box. This is a bit different.
Yes, you could say that.
Welcome aboard, Doctor. How delightful to see you.
Is it?
Who's this?
Straxus.
The one who sent you to save me. Then it's true.
It would appear so.
Hold on tight, everyone.
So all that stuff about the Daleks turning over a new leaf.
A fantasy, I'm afraid, born of my own wishful thinking.
Yes, I'm afraid it's going to be a bit tricky getting us back through the Mescaranus defenses. Steady as she goes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mescaranus? Who are the Mescaranus?
Pawns, Doctor. Mere hapless pawns in a much bigger struggle in which you have a vital role to play.
The Doctor and the girl have escaped.
More intruders!
You are the creatures from the Doctor's fantasy.
We are the Daleks, and we are real.
I don't understand.
There must be no evidence of our involvement here. Exterminate them all.
Oh, please.
We obey.
That was not necessary.
Do not be squeamish about genocide, Cottriss. It is, after all, our ultimate aim.
My aim is to see the end of the Time Lords. That doesn't mean that
you
I
are not a Time Lord now, Cottriss. You have chosen the course of history you wish to follow. There can be no going back now. The future, the past, all of time belongs to us.
They've got your tardy box here.
Well done, Straxus. At least I can get the key in the lock now.
Well, it was the least we could do.
Your mission isn't over yet, Doctor.
And how many more lies will you be telling me during the course of it?
Lies, Doctor?
You didn't tell me the Daleks were wrapped up in all of this.
Well, we weren't certain about that.
Oh, please, don't insult my intelligence. And why haven't I been able to reach Gallifrey?
Yes, that. That, I must confess, was our fault.
You surprise me.
Surely you know how secretive the Time Lords are. The Lord President was, shall we say, a little reluctant for this mission to be officially sanctioned.
You said you were offering me hope, Straxus. Instead, you got me involved in your usual double dealing and deceit. I'm sick of that.
And one day, so will I be, Doctor. Heartily.
What's that supposed to mean?
Will either of you be telling me what all this has got to do with me? I'm the one who's being rescued, aren't I?
That is correct.
So, who was that man who rescued me from the storm on my second birthday? And what the hell will he be doing in my head?
We are aware of him.
Aware? Well, perhaps you might deign to tell us who he is and what he's done to Molly.
That we don't know.
Ugh,
You're fooling with me now. If you sent the Doctor on this mission, you must know who...
We have classified him simply as X.
You are joking.
It's no joking matter, Doctor. We believe that X was once a Time Lord, but that he was genetically altered by the Daleks.
How? And why, for that matter?
Please understand. This information has been gleaned from forensic analysis of future time track traces. It's not a precise science, Doctor. We're doing our best,
but... I'm afraid I'm not impressed.
We believe that X holds the key to the Dalek plan.
But you don't know who he is or what he's done to Molly. Brilliant.
But we think we know where he is.
Oh, I get it. You want us to find him.
We want you to find him, Doctor.
Time ramp!
Is that like another time clap?
Much worse. A deliberate collision in the vortex. Sandal?
It's a Dalek time ship.
They never give up, do they?
Never.
You must go now, Doctor. The coordinates of X's location have been pre-programmed into your TARDIS.
Let's go, then.
No, not you.
What?
The girl must stay here.
I'm assuming you think you have a very good reason for that, but whatever it is...
Don't argue, Doctor! There's no time!
I think we both know your TARDIS isn't going to survive this time round. I am not leaving her behind, Straxus. And you and your assistant should both get in my TARDIS, too. It's our only escape route.
No, Doctor. The girl is vital to the Dalek plan, and we already know X has a presence in her mind. We can't risk her falling into Dalek hands now. You must go.
And leave you all to die?
If the Daleks detect dying life signs in this TARDIS, they will believe they've succeeded. And if Molly is dead, perhaps the Dalek plan will be foiled, since she's apparently so important to them.
Since when did you adopt noble self-sacrifice as a strategy?
Since I discovered that if the Daleks succeed, it will be as if none of us had ever existed.
TARDIS shell integrity compromised! We're being pulled apart!
Stop!
Molly, no!